As an entrepreneur, we're always wanting to know where in the journey am I right now? What's my next level? Well, I've put together a free quiz that will tell you exactly that. It's called the Freedom Finder Quiz, and you can find it at freedomfinderquiz.com. It's free, takes less than 3 minutes to complete. I timed it. And at the end, it will tell you exactly where you are in your business freedom journey and what to focus on next to move to that next level of building a business that provides you more money and freedom. So take the quiz today at freedomfinderquiz.com.
Hiring someone is too expensive. I should just do it myself. Hey, you're listening to Dadpreneurs Rising, and I'm your host, Carl Taylor. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about just that. This is a conversation that came up from inside our King's Council program. If you want to learn more about that, you can check us out at dadpreneur.com. Reach out, have a conversation with myself or the team about what we do and whether it might be right for you. So if you're a dad in business, check that out. Now, this particular conversation came up on one of the coaching calls, and a particular King, a member of the program, he was struggling with this issue of there's a key component of his business that was taking up a fair amount of time every week. But he had this thought process that he couldn't get past, that, you know, it seems too expensive to hire someone to fill this role, so he's better off doing it himself. Well, I'm not going to share all the ins and outs of what I shared with him, but I want you to get the key takeaway. If you are in a similar position or you've ever been in a similar position, this thinking is flawed. And it's why we have a process that we do inside the program. One of the first things anyone does when they first sign up is we figure out what your automation rate is. So what is your automation rate? Your automation rate is effectively how much you can afford to spend to buy an hour of your time back, right? And so whether you use this money on, you know, technology tools, software subscriptions, or whether you're employing someone part-time, casually, full-time, doesn't really matter, this is helps you figure out at what dollar value can you afford to spend to buy an hour of your time back. And so I got him on the call to do this process. I was like, all right, well, you should have already gone through the training, but let's, if you haven't already, like, let's go through it. And he figured out his automation rate. And I think from memory, it worked out around $65. And then I said, great. So if you could free up an hour for $65, how much do you think you'd have to pay someone to do a call like this? And instantly he started to go into the head of, oh, well, you know, actually many of these calls don't take an hour. They only take 15 minutes. So for that $65, I could probably get three calls put in there. And he's right. But I said to him, well, look, you know, yes, you could try to load as many as you could into that 1 hour. But you're not talking about a full-time role here. You're talking about someone who's more part-time, casual, on-demand basis. So while that will be beneficial to you financially, it's also going to be beneficial to them financially. Is this person going to want for $65 to have made three calls? And his answer was probably not. I was like, great. But you're saying that often, even if they're not, they don't always take up an hour, if you didn't have to know that, because let's be honest, right, guys? If you have a 15-minute call, I know this is true in my life. If I have a 15-minute call in my calendar, realistically, that's taken a whole hour chunk out of my day because there's a bit of prep time for the call. There's once you get off the call, maybe writing notes or even just switching your brain into whatever other thing you were going to focus on, knowing a call's coming or when you've just finished a call, it takes time to get back into it. So really, even if it's a 15-minute call, it's taken up an hour of your mental capacity to deliver that call. So I said, if you paid $65 and you got that time back, would that be okay? He said, yes. And so I'm going to ask the same thing to you. I want you to figure out your automation rate. If you want to know how to do that in great detail, we have a whole training on that. You can reach out to us. You can buy just that training. Or if you want to join the whole community and get access to all our resources, it's one of the resources. But let me give you the high level. You want to take how much you make from your business in a year. And when I'm talking about how much you make, I'm talking about the cash you take out of the business plus any extra things. So, you know, if you're Australian, superannuation, you might not get that cash in hand, but that's money the business is effectively paying you for your future. For the Americans listing, that's effectively like a 401k forced from the government out of our businesses. So if you're paying yourself super, you take the money that you're paying yourself. Plus, there's, if you're like most small business owners, you've got stuff personally going through the business, right? You might have mobile phones or internet providers, cars, various things through the business. So you want to put all of that together and figure out what is your package that you take away from the business. And then you're going to divide that dollar amount by two numbers that you're going to put brackets around to figure out. So you've kind of got your dollar amount. Now, here's another formula you need to figure out is, how many hours do you work in a week on average? And how many weeks do you work in a year? So, for example, most guys inside the King's Council, when they come to us at least, are working more than 40 hours a week. Many of them are 50, 60 or more, but if 40 hours a week, let's go conservative. Let's say you're doing 40 hours a week in your business right now. And most guys are probably doing 45 to 50 weeks a year. Many of them are doing 50 weeks. You know, they're lucky to even take the 2 weeks off in a year. So if you take like 2 weeks off over Christmas, you're doing 50 weeks in a year. Personally, I do around 40 weeks a year, and I'm definitely not doing 40-hour weeks. I can tell you that much. So you figure out that number, how many hours you're working per week times by the number of weeks you work per year. That's going to give you a number. Whatever that number is that what you're going to divide your dollar figure by. So you're effectively taking the amount you earn in a year divided by the amount that you, the hours that you work in a year. And that's going to give you your owner's hourly rate, how much money you as the owner take out of your business, your owner's hourly rate. Once you've got your owner's hourly rate, to find your automation rate, you need to divide it by a multiple, because we don't want to just like, if I make, what's for simple numbers fact, let's say I make $100 an hour as an owner. I don't want to pay someone $100 to get my time back, because then I'm not ahead, right? I'm just swapping. I got some time back, but I didn't make any money. If I'm making $100 an hour, I'd happily pay someone $25, right? If I pay someone $25, that means I'm still making $75 and I got my hour back. That's a win. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking for between $75 to $50 in that scenario. If you were making $100, you want to be making $50 to $75 and get your time back. And so you're going to divide it either by two or by four. I've got a few different rules around that. If your owner's hourly rate is over $50, then divide by four. If your owner's hourly rate is under $50, then divide by two. Because if you're making $50 an hour or less, to divide it by four, it's not going to be a realistic number. So if you can get at least a 2x return, that's good. But once you start getting into the bigger numbers, you want to be trying to get a 4x return. But if the 4x return doesn't allow you to do what you want, you can always at least look at, what if it was a 2x return? And are you willing to pay that? The bottom line is you get really clear on what can you afford to pay, and then find the person to do it. Ask yourself, can you realistically do it? If your number is too small, then it means you've got some work to do in your business to get your owner's hourly rate up before we can start investing in getting your time down and buying that time back. If not, like if you're like this guy who's in the King's Council, who's just got the mentality of, oh, it's too expensive, I should do it myself, then it's time to just start investing in team and technology to get you out of the weeds of your business so you can start to buy your time back, spend more time with the kids, the family, and on you as a man, you know, finding what else lights you up and helping you grow. So, hope that's been helpful. Until next time, keep up the journey. Hey, fellow dadpreneur, thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've missed something said on today's episode, you can find transcripts, links, and other notes from today's episode, as well as all other episodes over at rising.show. That's .show, not .com. So head over to rising.show to get all the information that you need.
This episode was brought to you by Automation Agency. If you're sick of Fiverr and Upwork and want a reliable team of experts who can turn your marketing ideas into marketing duns, then head over to automationagency.com and check out what they can do, whether it's graphic design tasks for social media, your presentations, or tech tasks like building funnels and email automations, or content creation tasks like copywriting and video editing. Automation Agency is the one team you need to help you market your business and free up your time to focus on more important things. So go and check out automationagency.com.